The Festival of the Bluegrass has been an early summer ritual at the Kentucky Horse Park for decades. But this weekend, fans of fiddles, banjos, mandolins, guitars, and upright basses will gather without the festival's founder, Bob Cornett. Cornett died in April at the age of 89. As Stu Johnson of member station WEKU reports, the founder's idea for preserving bluegrass excitement can be witnessed this weekend in Lexington.
Kids gathered under fabric canopies to hone their fiddling skills this week. More than 70 children ages 8 to 18 participated in the annual Kentucky Bluegrass Music Camp. 15-year-old Ian Hurd of Richmond is in his sixth year performing at the festival. He plays mandolin. Why do you like the mandolin?
It's complicated and it sounds good. Simple answer.
Hurd says instructors and staff at the camp are caring, truly enjoy music, and love participants.
They treat us well here. Like, they feed us, they have games for us, and if you can't hear in the background, they teach us how to play some music.
Another Richmond camper is Maddie McKinney, who says she's now been part of the festival lineup for 3 years. She says her family has always played music. The camp setting suits her well.
I like that. You can just play music and have fun and, like, no one judges you. And you're learning new things while playing music and stuff.
It's a swan song of sorts for Becky Haddon of Paris. She's leaving the administrator post for the camp, which began in 2002. Haddon, who's steeped in bluegrass, playing most all the instruments, remembers founder Bob Cornett coming up with the idea for the camp.
These children that will start out as beginners and then move on to intermediate, and then they'll move on to advanced, and then they're going to get too old to come to the camp. They will come back to the camp and teach. And that's what's happened.
All right, here we go. One, angel man. One, two, three, one, two.
Virgil Bolin from Laurel County teaches at the Kentucky School of Bluegrass and Traditional Music in Hyden. But this week, he served as instructor for fiddlers. He senses an uptick in bluegrass music, just not quite to the level when a popular movie, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, hit the scene almost 20 years ago.
It's not like it was after the Oh Brother movie came out, I don't think. But it's right on the edge, and I don't know what the spark's going to be, but next time there's a spark, it's going to blow up again, I think. These things run cycles.
Bolin says he was raised in the foothills of the Appalachian Mountains, where bluegrass music is part of the Kentucky heritage. Not everyone at the horse park has a long-standing connection with bluegrass. Julie Williams of Moorhead had two children, 10-year-old Andrew and 15-year-old Morgan, benefiting from instruction. She says her daughter's interest in the banjo was not bluegrass related.
Actually, a band that we listen to called Mumford & Sons, it's kind of a mainstream band, but they use the banjo in their music, and she thought it was a neat instrument and started learning from there.
Just a few feet away from the covered groups of camp musicians, music was occurring inside a trailer. 17-year-old Bailey Humphrey said she was attracted to the sound of the upright bass about 8 years ago. Her eventual instructor, Zach Yates, told her if she could learn the notes of the strings, he would teach Humphrey how to play. The Sadieville teenager said she came back a year later with the right answer, and he's been her teacher ever since. Having an older brother as an electric bass player, she says, was a big help.
He would play the electric bass, and I fell in love with it. So for 1 year for Christmas, they rigged up a toy bass and made it to where I could plug it into an amp and actually play. And so I've been playing the bass since then, but the upright bass since I was like 7, 8.
Humphrey says she plays 6 other instruments, including the flute, clarinet, and piano. Her instructor, Zach Yates, is one of those one-time campers who has remained as a part of the festival, now serving as education coordinator. The Shelbyville resident says he felt a strong urging to pass on what he's gained from the experience year after year.
When I was a kid, somebody helped me play. You know, they taught me how to play, and they helped me at jams, and they gave me tips about what to do and what not to do, and, you know, how to do things better rather than doing it a certain way. And I just want to be that person for the kids.
The four-day Bluegrass Music event in Lexington traditionally opens with a performance by participants in the music camp. It's a kickoff event for what can be a lifelong love for the festival. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.